All right. It's good to see everybody here. I want to welcome you to our evening services. If you're visiting with us here at Austinville, we want you to know you are our honored guest, and we want you to come back and be with us every opportunity that you can. A couple of announcements before we get started this evening. Bob Soden, beginning in November, will once again need transportation to and from his appointments, and there need people to sign up. That sign-up list will be put out in the foyer on Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, the list will be up to sign up to take him on Saturdays to and from his appointments. Also, Heart Group 3, right after services today, Jared needs y'all to meet in room 2, right here to the left, the double room right there. Meet right after services today. And very briefly, don't forget, tomorrow is our trunk or treat. This will be our first one, so we're looking forward to it. We don't know what to expect. All we know, everybody said they have fun, they have a good time, so we're looking forward to it. Invite your friends, bring your neighbors out tomorrow night. The details about that are on the bulletin, the news and notes today. Don't have anything new to add other than who will be doing our services today. And that'll be some of our young men. We kept it simple this first time. A lot of the things that I do here is new to me, you know. So I kept it simple the first time so I can give my brain a little time to adjust to some things. And the next time we do it'll be a little different than the way we do it tonight. But we're going to get everybody involved as much as possible. We have some of our guys come up and lead some songs, some do some scripture reading at the appropriate time. John Banner would deliver our lesson, and so I'll be calling them up to do their part. And we're going to begin tonight with an opening prayer, and Jack Joyner would be the one who leads us in our opening prayer for tonight. And so we're going to ask Jack, if he will, to come forward at this time and direct our hearts in prayer.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's name for stay, and as we help our missionaries tonight, and as we help the people in other countries, and as we help our sick, and as we help our elders lead the church, and as we thank you for all of our lessons, and as we help them apply to our lives, in Christ's name, amen.
Come up, followed by Cohen, and they'll lead their songs, and then we'll, after those four boys lead their songs, we have our first scripture reading given to us by Logan at that time.
Blue skies and rainbows. First and last verse. Blue skies and rainbows and soft beams from heaven. Now what I can see with my Lord is living in me. I know that Jesus it will end alive today. He makes his home. My heart, never more will I be all alone, fancy promise we that we never will part.
Jesus loves the little children. Jesus loves little children, all the children of the world. Praise the Lord, why he are precious in his heart. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Don't watch it.
I don't know. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, I love for the
tonight I will be leading on higher ground, first and last verse. On higher ground, first and last verse. I'm pressing on the upward way, new parts I'm gaining every day, still praying. Feet on higher ground, for lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray to heaven I found. Lord, plant my feet higher ground, for lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table. This evening I will be leading Sing and Be Happy. We will be singing the first and last verse. Sing and Be Happy, first and last verse, number 482. If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem gray all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly lands. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust in His promises and sing and you'll be happy, be happy. Press along to the Lord. Rest in Him and believe Him. Keep your soul. Let it water. Be faithful. Look to Jesus, Him, and pray. Lift your voice and praise Him in song. Sing and be happy today. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky. When it seems a fortune's of earth crown and pass us by, there are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust Him each day, we shall have pleasure and hold. Sing and you'll be happy, press along to the gold, lust in Him and be thankful. He is one. Keep your soul, let the world know. you faithful. Hymn and pray, lift your voice and praise Him in song. Sing and be happy today.
I'll be reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. Romans 12, 17 through 21. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Our next song tonight will be 130, Let the Lower Lights Be Burning. 103. We'll be singing all three verses. Let's all sing.
Brightly beams our Father's mercy from His lighthouse evermore. But to us He gives the keeping of the along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you sin has settled, loud and angry billows roar, eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Trim your feeble lamps, my brother. Some poor sailor, tempest tossed, trying now to make the harbor, in the darkness may be lost. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. This
evening I will be reading Hebrews chapter 11, verses 30 through 40. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 30 through 40. By faith the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. By faith the prostitute Rahab
because she welcomed the spies, was not killed those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of flames, and escaped the edge of a sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed through foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released, so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in desert and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us they would be made perfect.
Our song before the lesson will be 235, Lily of the Valley. We'll be singing the first and third verses. If you will stand as we sing.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley. I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do His blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With His manna He my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see His blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Will you be seated? My first time to use a PowerPoint, so I hope this goes well. I'm actually kind of nervous tonight, but I think it'll help my lesson using one. And Tony gave me a crash course. He's a good teacher. Well, I'm getting this mic on. I want to make sure everybody knows how lucky we are to have this size group of young men that are willing to serve God the way they serve. These young men, ready to lead songs, ready to do Bible reading, ready to sing. This is the
future of our church, amen? And these young men are very brave. I hope that everybody here tonight takes the time to come down here and shake each and every one of their hands and tells them, gives them a word of encouragement, thanks them for what they've done. Because it does. It takes some bravery to get up here and do this, especially at that age. And we've got some good dads that encourage them and give them the little pushes that they need every now and then to do what's right and to be future leaders of the church. So to the dads, thank you. To the congregation, thank you for giving us this chance to do this. And to the young men, thank you for willing to serve. Tonight, I'm going to try to keep the message towards the youth, since the youth are conducting the services, but I hope that the adults can get something out of it. A couple weeks ago at a Devo at our house that I helped conduct, I mentioned something to all those that were there that night, to the youth and to the adults. I told them to use their own talents and use their own interests to bring others to God, to bring the things that they love to do, love to talk about, and somehow tie God into that to help bring other people here to church and to bring Christ into their lives. So I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to demonstrate that for you tonight by using my interest and my love for superheroes. Good old superheroes. The kids are the ones I've talked about. We're going to talk about superheroes tonight. They all get excited. Some of you older ones may be like, I'm a little too old for superheroes. You're never too old for superheroes. I tell my wife that all the time. I am not too old for superheroes. If you see me outside of church and away from work, you will see me wearing some type of superhero shirt. Maybe a belt. I have the matching wallets. I'm all about superheroes. And they represent a lot of great things. They're things that sometimes we cannot accomplish as human beings. They're comics. They're made up. But they give you this excitement to think about what could be, what we could do. It makes you kind of push to be something better, something more. And if I can come up with a lesson, a scriptural lesson, using superheroes, then surely everyone in here can come up with some kind of talk to tie God in, no matter what your interest will be, whether it be sports, cooking, or anything in between. So the first thing we need to do, if we're going to talk about superheroes, if we're going to compare, if we're going to understand superheroes, you need to know who your superheroes are. Know who the heroes in the world are. First thing you need to know, and this is something that this is one of my own personal things, there are two factions of superheroes. The kids will understand what I'm talking about. There's DC and there's Marvel. You can't mix those two up. DC and Marvel. DC is the Justice League and Marvel is the Avengers. If y'all don't get anything else out of the superhero content of my lesson, that's the most important thing. DC, Justice League, Marvel, the Avengers. That's very important you don't mix that up. Now, what you think about is comic books, superheroes. Comics have been around for a long time, and anybody that has read comics enjoyed it. My mom and dad are here tonight. My mom used to collect comics and read Little Lulu. People my age and younger may not have any idea who Little Lulu is, but I'm sure some of y'all know about them. Little Lulu, Archie. So, like I said, anyone that read comic books was cool. So, Mom, in my eyes, you are still cool. She still buys a lot of my superhero stuff for Christmas and birthdays, the shirts. So she still gets brownie points. So thank you for that, Mom. But when it comes to superheroes, a lot of the kids, they may see somebody up here that they look up to. Superman's by far my favorite. And then right below that, just half a step below that, is Captain America. One in Marvel, one in DC. But a lot of these kids may look up there and see a superhero that they like. I'm telling y'all this because this is a good week. Tomorrow we have the trunk or treat. You're going to see a lot of these little mini-me's running around. You're going to see a lot of these superheroes running around tomorrow night. We have the movie Thor coming out this coming Saturday. I've already got my tickets. If you haven't got tickets, go ahead and get them. So you need to know who these superheroes are. Kids, you need to know who the superheroes are in your life, who we look up to. And this goes from the youngest to the oldest. Who are the people that we look up to in the world? Who are the people that we want to be like? First thing we'll go over here. DC, like I said, the Justice League. You can see the symbols. And a lot of you know who these people are. Say it to yourself or whisper it to your friend next to you. Who are these people? You got Superman, you got Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern, Aquaman. I don't know why they put Cyborg in there, but they got him in there. I'm not a big fan of his. But how many of y'all, young or old, how many of you know the names of these superheroes? Know their secret identities. Know the identities of their names. My kids should know them. My wife should know them. So she should be whispering them right now. But real quick, there they all are. Superman is also known as Clark Kent or Kal-El. That's his Kryptonian name. You got Bruce Wayne. You got Diana Prince. You got Hal Jordan, Arthur Curry, Barry Allen, and Victor Stone. Now, some of you kids may not have even known their real names. And that's something that we deal with on a daily basis. Like I said, from youngest to oldest, the youth look up to people, whether it's a comic book character, a superhero, an athlete, a friend, a parent of a friend, whoever it is they look up to, sometimes they don't know who that real person is. They know what they know what they're known for. They know them from their outward appearance. People that we look up to as adults, we may look up to someone at work. We may look up to our bosses. We may look up to another friend that's been a lifelong friend. But we don't always know who that person really is. If we're going to mold ourselves, if we're going to try to be like somebody, we need to make sure that we know who this person is all the way down to the core, all the way to their heart and their soul. Who is this person? This is a person that I should strive to be like. And as I said, Superman's been around for a long time, since 1938. And some of you kids may favor some of the others, and that's okay. Here's the other one. Here's the Marvel side. You got Captain America, also known as Steve Rogers. You got Thor, who's also known as Thor. You got Hawkeye. You got Falcon, Iron Man. Everybody knows Iron Man. He's the most popular. That's Tony Stark. You got the Incredible Hulk, Bruce Banner. You got I forgot who she is right now. Black Widow. So you think about these people, and as I said, if you don't know who they are, Matthew 15 tells us that if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into the pit. That's what we run into. If we're following someone and we don't even know who we're following or why we're following that person, we will follow that blind right into the pit. 1 Corinthians 15:33, one scripture says, "Do not be deceived. Evil communications corrupts good manners." Another version says, "Bad company ruins good morals." So you look at these heroes and we follow them because of what they stand for. I love Captain America and I love Superman because they're so much alike. They are the Boy Scouts of the groups. They are the ones that are the purest of the pure. They are willing to do anything, sacrifice themselves for their team, for what they believe in, what their beliefs, what they feel is right. And as I said before, if we really look up to someone, make sure that you know who they really are. Not just what they're known for, and not just their outward appearance. A lot of times, superheroes use secret identities. Now, why would somebody do that? Sometimes they use secret identities to blend in and have a regular life during the day. They still have to have a job. Not all of them are millionaires or billionaires. They have to have a job. They have to make money. So they have to fit in so people aren't asking them for help or so that they can get on with their everyday life. But a lot of times we do that as Christians. We hide our Christianity away like a secret identity. We put on our cape. We put on our finest clothing on Sundays. We sing out loud during the songs. We bow our head in respect to God for prayer. We do everything, go above and beyond on Sundays. We go above and beyond around our Christian friends. But Monday through Saturday, whether it be at work, school, on the ball field, wherever it is, we hide our love for God. We go out into the world where no one would recognize us as a Christian. Sometimes we don't even open our hearts to a single prayer during the week. We forget. We get busy. We don't utter God's name to our friends and to our coworkers. Sometimes people don't even realize that they're in the presence of a Christian. Why do we do this? Why do so many of us do this? I've been guilty of it before myself. Well, it's because we fear what the world will think about us, what people will say to us. We're scared of the backlash and the suffering that we may get because we're Christian and we're different from the world. John 15, Jesus tells us about this. He warns us. He tells us that the world will hate you because it hated me first. You know, a hero is not ashamed of what he stands for, and a Christian shouldn't be either. As a soldier of Christ, we should stand ready. We should say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." We should stand up strong and say, "Bring it." Philippians 1:20 says, "As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death." Another verse, 1 Peter 4:16, "Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name." Another verse, 2 Timothy 2:3 says, "Share in suffering as a good soldier in Christ Jesus." Excuse me. You know, a lot of times there are... let's go to this. Still learning how to do this one. Spider-Man. He's told this several times. You see it in the movies, you read it in the comic books. With great power comes great responsibilities. Now there's a list, an endless list of all the powers the superheroes have. All the different things they can do, whether it's flying, teleporting, they can read your minds, they can do all these great things. As sad as it makes me to say it, superpowers are not real. I'm still waiting around hoping that one of my mutant powers will come in one day, but it doesn't happen. I'm short. I'm hoping one day I'll grow up and wake up one morning and be 6 feet tall. I wouldn't mind having a couple bigger muscles. It's not going to happen. So you got to think about this thing. With great power comes great responsibilities. What powers do we possess as Christians? I tell you, we have them. We have powers. They're not superpowers. They are powers that God has given us. They are powers that we learn, we earn, and we learn to use. 1 Thessalonians 5, 14-22 tells us there's power. We have the power to encourage the faint-hearted. We have the strength to help the weak. We have the patience to deal with anyone. That's a great power right there, is it not? That we're given the power to deal with anyone. That includes the bully at school. That includes the hard co-worker it is to work beside for 8 hours a day. But we have the patience. We are given the patience to deal with them when others can't. We have the knowledge. This is a great power. And that's a lot of people. There's a lot of people in the world that do not possess this power. We have the power to have the knowledge to abstain from every form of evil. 1 Corinthians 15:58, we are immovable in our beliefs. We don't back down. We're not scared. Romans 7:7, excuse me, Romans 7:7, we have the knowledge of separating right from wrong. There's a lot of people that deal with this. We deal with that on a day-to-day basis. We may come up, be face-to-face with something that is completely pure, but if it gets in the way of God, if it gets in the way of coming to church, if it gets in the way of helping others, it has become a distraction to us. Good things can become distractions. But we now have the knowledge of separating right from wrong. We now have the knowledge to know when is too much of something and when is not enough of something. We have this knowledge. Colossus. He's one of my favorites. He's really strong. He's an X-Man. You got to think about these things. With this great power, all these powers that we have, what's the responsibility? What responsibilities do we have as a Christian to share with these powers? 1 Timothy 6:12 and 2 Timothy 4:7 tells us that we are to fight the good fight. The good fight of faith. We're to be strong and we're to fight back. We're to fight against the evil. We're to stand up. We're to speak up. Amos 5:15, hate evil and love good. We are to establish justice. That sounds almost heroic, doesn't it? Romans 12:17 says, read to us once. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, listen to this part. If it is possible, as much as it depends on you, not anyone else, not your friend, not the way your parents raised you. If it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. It's our choice to argue. It's our choice to fight. It's our choice not to share that patience with everyone. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to the wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. That's God talking. That's God telling us that, look, don't do anything in anger, out of anger. You fight your battles. You stand for what you believe in, but don't be vengeful. Don't do something out of wrath. I will handle that. This is God saying He is on our side. He is our backup. We are the front runners, and He is our backup. He is our support. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. You can't say that without thinking about a superhero. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Evil is a hard thing to beat. The devil, he's a hard adversary. I'll tell you right now, no superhero in the comics can beat the devil. The devil's not some comic book villain. He's evil. There he is right there. That's Thanos. That's one of the baddest guys in all of the comic books. And we'll see him in May, 7 months away. I'm counting the months down. In May, the next Avengers movie. That's the guy, one guy that's taken on every single superhero you've met so far in the movies. He's a hard guy to beat. He's evil. Pure evil. What are we fighting against? Is that what we're fighting against? The baddest guy in all the worlds and all the planets, Thanos? That's not, like I said, that's not what we're fighting against. We're fighting against the devil. The devil is our adversary. I want you to think about this. When you know a hero, you know they're villains. When you see a villain, when you see the Joker, you think of Batman. When you see the Green Goblin, you think of Spider-Man. When you see a villain, you can't help but think about the superhero, because the superhero always ends up on top. The devil is the villain. Why then, so often, that we're faced with evil, we're faced with the devil, why do we so often forget about God? Why do we forget to turn to God? Why do we forget to ask God for help? Why do we forget that God is on our side and God will end up on top? We forget that a lot because we're human beings. We're people. We make mistakes. And we got to understand this, who our real enemy is. This guy. Not the bully at school. Not the jerk that we have to work with 9 hours, 10 hours a day that we just can't stand. That's not our bad guy. Not even the terrorist or the people that do violence to the innocent. I'm not saying we can't stand up and we can't fight against them, but they are not our true enemy. We are at war with the one who controls them. We are at war with the one who makes them the way that they are. We know His name, and we know what He is capable of. And that's Satan, the devil. What are we up against? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. That's who we're fighting against. And so often, we forget about God. We forget about the support that we have. Those things that we're fighting against, we cannot beat that alone. We can't. That is something far beyond us. But with God's help, all things are what? All things are possible through God. God is the true avenger. 1 Thessalonians 4:6. I was so excited to use this verse. I read this all the time. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such. As we also forewarned you and testified, God is on our side. God fights for us. It's so easy to forget that. We think that we're strong. We think that we're smart. We think that we know what we're doing. We have that knowledge of right from wrong. We have that patience. We have that power to separate. But when things get too heavy for us, we forget that we have someone spotting us. And that's God. Isaiah 41:10-12. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Behold, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contend with you, those who war against you shall be nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Now, that's some strong words. And out of all the superheroes, out of Captain America, Superman included, I wouldn't want their help when it comes to fighting the devil. I wouldn't want their help when it comes to saving my family's souls and lives of the world, of the evils of the world. God, the true Avenger, my help, my hero, that's who I'm going to turn to. That is who we should strive to be towards. The imitators of Christ. That's who we should be like. That's who we should be more like. You can enjoy superheroes on your own time. That can be a hobby. But let's remember that God, none of them hold a candle to God. God is the one true Avenger of this world. He will protect us. He will strengthen us. He will save us. He has the power to save us. Maybe you're here tonight, you're a visitor, you're a guest, and you haven't joined the team yet. You haven't joined the family, but you're ready. You come forward now, you ask forgiveness of your sins, you confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and you be buried in the waters of baptism. You rise up a new Christian. You have that armor on, ready to fight, ready to join us in the fight against the evil of the world. Maybe you are a Christian, but you're still wearing that secret identity. It's hard to come out of the shadows. It's hard to come out and show that Christian light. Shine that Christian light at work, at school, wherever it is. Whatever your need may be, we stand here ready to assist you. Because as I said, we're fighting against the devil, the powers, the evil authorities of spiritual and heavenly places. We're not promised tomorrow. So let's be heroes. Let's be heroes tonight for God. Whatever your need may be, please come as together now we stand and as we sing.
Blood can cleanse each spot. thank you all for coming out tonight. If you're a visitor, we are honored to have you. And if you would, please stay a minute after service. We'd like to get to know you. After the closing song, we'll have Brother Zach Newell close us out in prayer.
I guess our closing song tonight is Just Over in the Glory Land. If you have not had the chance to partake of the Lord's Supper, you are now dismissed. We'll be singing the first and fourth verse.
I've a home prepared where the saints abide, just over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land, with the blood-washed throne I will shout and sing. Just over in the glory land, glad hosanna to Christ the Lord and King. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you've given us. Thank you for allowing us to come together and worship you. Thank you for the beautiful weather you've given us today. And please just be with us as we go throughout our weeks. Help us to take what we've learned and apply it to our lives. And please just keep us safe. In Christ's name, amen.